We're up to the third question that Rabbi Ovadia Ager asked the Rambam. And again, we'll dedicate our learning to Reuven ben Dvora. Hashem should send him a refuah shlema. The first two questions, let's remember. The first question was, does a ger pray like everyone else? Can he say, God is my forefather, this is the land that God gave my forefathers, God did these miracles to my forefathers? And the Rambam said clearly, yes, every ger is considered a descendant of God, is considered a descendant of Avram Avinu. The second question was about the concept that everything is in the hands of heaven other than being a God-fearing person. And the Rambam said that means all of nature, so to speak. Everything outside the human being is in the hands of heaven, but every human decision is in his own hands and is his own responsibility. And that, the Rambam said, is an eternal concept, and that has to be the starting point. The third question, says the Rambam, Sheila Shlishi, the third question, Aleilu HaYishma'ilim, about these Yishma'ilim, which we could say refers to Muslims or Arabs, Shamauta Ata Einan Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that you said that we do not consider them pagans, we do not consider them idol worshippers, but your teacher told you that we do treat them as idol worshippers, as pagans. And the stones that they throw in their houses of worship, your Rebbe said, they are like the idol worship of Markulis. In the times of the sages, there was a form of idol worship that they'd set up three stones, and then they'd throw stones at those three stones, and that was a form of idol worship. And then they'd make this pile of stones, everyone would throw a stone, and that was how they worshipped this idol. So it seems the Arabs in those days used to throw a stone in their house of worship. So Rabbi Ovadia the Ger, his Rebbe, Rabbi Ovadia's Rebbe, told him that they're throwing stones is part of their idol worship. And your Rebbe answered you improperly, to the point that he hurt you, and you were shamed, and he called you a fool. And he said, I answer the fool according to his foolishness. So this is how your Rebbe answered you, and you're asking me the question. Tshuva, says the Rambam, my answer. Eilu HaYishma'ilim enan ovdei avodah zarah klal. The Rambam disagrees with his Rebbe. With the Rebbe Ovadia's Rebbe, he says, these Yishma'ilim are not pagans. They are not considered idol worshippers. Uchvar nichleta mipienu miliban, and the concept of idol worship has already been uprooted from their mouths and their hearts. Umyachadin la'el yichud kara'uy. And they recognize God's singularity in the proper way. Yichud shen bodofi, their recognition of God's singularity cannot be questioned. It's not a concept of monotheism that has room for questioning. Ve'lo mipnei she'en meshakrin aleinu umchazvim, and it's not because they lie to us. Ve'omrim she'anu nomar she'yesh la'el ben nechazev ken anachnu alehen. Just because they ask us to lie and recognize that God has a son, that's what they demand of us, that's not a reason for us to lie about them and to say that they're pagans. HaTorah ida alehen, the Torah says about them, asher pi en diber shav, that they speak lies. So of course they want us to admit to their concepts. V'ida aleinu, but the Torah testifies about us, she'erit Yisrael lo yasu avla, the remnant of Israel will not do something improper, v'lo yidavru chazav, they will not lie, v'lo yimatze b'fim l'shon tamit, nor will they be found speaking in a cunning way. So our responsibility is stick to the truth. Even though they say things about us, and they want us to believe in things that are false, we will not say things that are false about them. The truth is the truth, and we must stick to the truth. The truth is we do not consider them pagans, says the Rambam. Remember, this is the Rambam's opinion. That's not to say others don't disagree. The Rambam already mentioned that Rabbi Ovadia's Rebbe disagreed. V'im yomar adam, and if a person were to say, Shabai chen mekalsino to bet avodah zarah, that the house that they praise is a house of idol worship, v'avodah zarah tzpuna betocho, and they have some kind of idol hidden inside, shayu uvdin ota avotehem beoto abayit, that their forefathers used to worship this idol that's hidden somewhere in this house. They gather and they worship. And way back when, there used to be an idol that's right now hidden in this house of worship. Says the Rambam, Mabecha, so what? So what if once upon a time there was an idol, and even now there's an idol buried somewhere in their temples? Those who bow today, in the direction that you claim right now there's an idol buried there, their heart is to heaven. They don't mean to bow to any idol. And our sages already taught in tractates Sanhedrin, that if a person bowed towards an idol, he thought he was in synagogue. He's bowing, he thinks he's in synagogue. And he's bowing. And really, he doesn't know it. It's a dark room, they tricked him, there's an idol in front of him. So the Talmud says, his heart was for heaven, what do you want from him? And that's the same thing is true about these Yishmaelim today, all of them. Taf and Hashim, children and women. Nichatav dazrami pihen, they no longer speak about idols. And their foolishness, their error, is in other areas, says the Rambam. Of course, they're an error, but you can't say that their error is such that they're idol worshippers. Shiv Shalomwan Bichtav Mipne Roshei Israel. I can't bring myself to write their errors because of the wicked Jews. I guess he was worried that they'd give over this letter to the Arabs. He was worried for his own life. Aval b'yichud Hashem in lentut klal, but when it comes to monotheism, says the Rambam, they have no error. Uve'emet, and truthfully, says the Rambam, shaya la'yishmaelim mikodem b'otanam kumot shlosha mene avodah zarah, that initially the Yishmaelim had three forms of idol worship in those places. It's true, says the Rambam, the Yishmaelim historically were idol worshippers. They had three types of idol worship: Peor, Markulis, and Kmosh. These are three idols that are mentioned in the Torah, in the Tanakh. Then atzman modim midvrim elu ayom, and today they all admit that this was their history. V'kurin lein shemot b'lshon aravi, and they give Arabic names to these different idols. Peor avodato, the way they worship the idol of Peor, sheifar atzmo lefanav, they'd reveal themselves as though they were going to the bathroom before him. O sheyaneach et rosho lemata v'yagbi arvato lemulo, or else they'd put their head on lower on the ground and raise their private parts towards the idol. Just as they do when they bow today in prayer. Well, in ancient times, this was the way they used to serve this idol. That's how they bowed before. Umarkulis, the way they served the idol of Markulis, the way they served it was by throwing stones at it. And he already mentioned that today in the houses of worship, they throw stones. And the way they'd serve the idol of Kemosh was by uncovering their head, and not wearing any garment that's been sewn. And these things are all explicit and known by us. Way before the Yishmaelim's religion stood. But the Yishmaelim say today, you know what? Today, the Rambam says they still uncover their head. They claim that that which they're covering their head, and we won't wear any garment that's been sewn in this way. I don't know what's the specific way they sewed it. That's a way of humbling ourselves before God. They claim today it's not part of the idol worship. The Rambam says, really, these were their three forms of idol worship, and these are remnants of what they did then. And this is to remind ourselves how we'll come up out of the grave ultimately. And that which we throw stones, so they say, we throw it at the Satan to confuse him. So they have an explanation. That's how they explain their actions today. And others who are wise among the Yishmaelim, they give the reason. They say, "Tzlamim ayusham, there once were idols. We're throwing stones at the place that there used to be idols. We don't believe in it anymore. And we're looking to shame them. That's why we're stoning them." So the Rambam says, the Arabs today, that's how they explain their actions. And others say, look at how the Rambam understood the Arab thought process. He's giving us three pshat that the Arabs give in this action. Minhagu, it's just a custom. It's just a custom, don't worry, it's just a custom. Klalo shel davar, but the rule says the Rambam, af al pi sheikar dvarim v'sodan la'avodah zarah, even though the primary actions and the secret behind what they're doing is it all began with paganism. En adam ba'olam mashlich otan avanim, but there's no one who throws those rocks, v'lo mishtachav elo otom makom, or bows to that place, nor does any of the actions that they do for the sake of idol worship. He says, even though the source of these practices was paganism, that's not their intent today. You cannot say that the Arabs are pagans. They don't say that they mean to the idols, nor do they intend for the idols, but their heart is set to heaven. That's Rambam's point on that. Now, what about the fact that your Rebbe shamed you? The way your Rebbe spoke to you. You're a ger, and your Rebbe insulted you. V'asher heshivcha rabcha shelo kahogen, and that which your Rebbe answered you improperly. V'he'etzivcha, and he pained you. V'kara otcha ksil, and he called you a fool. Avera gdola hi biyado, it is a great sin in his hand. V'chet gadol chata, and he has sinned greatly. We're at the bottom of page Reish Lamed Tet. V'karov be'inai sheshogegu, and it seems to me, I'm pretty sure, that he did it by mistake. V'ra'uy lo levakesh mimecha mechila, and it's really fitting that he should ask your forgiveness. Afal pi shata talmido, even though you're his disciple. V'achar kach, and after he asks you for forgiveness, yatzum, he should fast. V'izak v'itpalel, he should wail before his Creator and pray. Ulai yechaper lo ha'el, maybe the Omnipotent One will forgive him. V'chishikor haya ze, was this man drunk? V'lo yada shebshisha u'shloshim mekomot izira Torah lager, didn't he know that the Torah warns him 36 places about the ger? 36 places the Torah warns to be careful with the ger's feeling. V'ayeid var Hashem, and where is God's word? V'ger lo tone, do not afflict the ger. V'hionat varim, what the Torah means is don't afflict him verbally. Ilu amaru ha'emet, even if he was right. Remember, the Rambam sided with whom? The Rambam sided with Rabbi Ovadia. Rabbi Ovadia said they're not pagans, as Rabbi said they are pagans. So the Rambam sided with Rabbi Ovadia that they're not pagans. Says the Rambam, even if he were right, v'ata yita to'eh, and you were in error, haya lo lehasbir lecha panim, he should have spoken to you with a warmer countenance, uledaber rakot, and to speak gently. Kol sheken, how much more so, shata omer emet, that what you said is true, v'hu to'eh, and he is in error. V'ad sheze doresh achar hayishmaelim, im hem obdei avodah zarah im lav, until this one, your Rebbe, derives whether the Yishmaelim are pagans or not, hayalo lachush la'atzmo al kas shel kas, he should watch out for himself over the anger that he angered, ad sheichlim ger tzedek, till the point where he shamed ger tzedek shelo kadin improperly. Uchvar amru chachamim zal, and our sages already said, kol ha'koes, anyone who angers, yehi beinecha koved avodah zarah, should be in your eyes as though he served idol worship. Da, I want you to know, shechova shechivtan vatnu Torah lagerim gdolahi, the Torah obligated us with great responsibility towards the gerim. Ala ava ala em nitztavenu bechibud uvmorah, one is responsible to honor and fear his father and mother. Ve'al ha'neviim, and about the prophets, the Torah warns us, lishmo alahem, to listen to them. Ve'efshar sheyechabed adam, ve'yira, ve'yishma, mimi she'ino o'avo, and a person could honor, fear, respect, listen to someone who he does not love. The Torah never tells you to love your parents. The Torah doesn't say you have to love the prophet. The Torah says listen to them. Ve'al ha'gerim, but about the gerim, the Torah commands us, tzivanu be'ahava, we have a commandment to love them. Davar ha'masur lalev, something which is really something in the heart. Va'ahavtem et ha'ger, God tells us, love the ger, k'mo she'tzivanu le'ehov et shmo, just as God says, love my name. Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha, God says about himself, you should love Hashem your God. V'akadosh baruch hu bichvodo, and the honorable God himself, ohev hager. God says, I love the ger. Shenemar, as the verse says, ve'ohev ger latet lo lechem misimla. God says, I love the ger. I give them food. I give them clothing. So the Rambam says, your Rebbe is in error. We have 36 places where the Torah warns to treat the ger kindly. We have a prohibition. The Torah says, do not say something that will hurt his feelings. And the Torah's commandments to fear, to respect, to honor parents, to listen to the prophets, those commandments do not encompass love. But when it comes to the ger, the Torah gives us a mitzvah to love him. Just as we have a mitzvah to love Hashem, and Hashem himself loves the ger. Before we continue, I want to mention something you might not have thought about. You guys, I don't know, I'm not a ger, but you might be thinking about your position as far as the Jewish people's responsibilities to you. And you're right. But I want to remind you that you also have this responsibility to one another. When you become a ger, you have the same mitzvah I do to love your fellow ger. It's not just my mitzvah for every ger. It's also every ger's mitzvah for every ger. V'zeh shekara lecha ksil, and that which your Rebbe called you a fool, tema gadolu, Rambam says that that's something that's really wondersome. Adam shiniach aviv, who are you? Now guys, I want you to listen to this, because sometimes people forget it. You're a person who left your father. Umolato, you left your homeland. Umalchutamo, you left your nationality. V'yadam antuya, you left a powerful nation. The hevin, the en lipo, and you of your own understanding, you understood. Uva and came the nidbak b'umazo, and clung to this nation. Shehi hayom, that this nation today, says the Rambam, is metayev goy, a nation that other nations deride. They're disgraced by other nations. Eved moshlim, they're compared to slaves. And you knew that the religion is true and righteous. You recognized the way of the Jewish people. And you knew that all religions were really stolen from ours. One religion adds to ours, one religion detracts from ours, but they're all stealing from us. This one changed, and this one lies and covers God with things that he never said. This one tries to destroy foundations, and this one speaks cunningly. And you saw through all of that. And you knew and chased after God. You went through the holy path. You came under the wings of the Shekhinah. And you decided to sit at the feet of Moshe, our Rebbe, the Rebbe of all prophets. You desire God's mitzvos. And your heart uplifted you to come close to God, to have light in the light of life. And to raise yourself to the levels of angels. And to have happiness that is happiness of the righteous. You removed thoughts of this world from your heart. You didn't turn to foolish pride, things that would deter you from the path. Someone who has these traits, someone who's on this level, kesili kare, could such a person be called a fool? Chalila lecha, God forbid, lo ksil kara Hashem shimcha, God hasn't named you a fool, ela maskil, but rather, not a kesil, but maskil. You are wise, you are learned. Mevin, you have understanding, ufikach, and you're intelligent. Volech nechochot, you go in a straight path. Betalmido shel Avraham Avinu, and the disciple of Avraham, our forefather, שהניח אבותיו ומולדתו, Abraham left his father's, he left his homeland, ונתח הרי השם, and he went after God, he set his camp after השם, ומי שברך את אברהם רבך, and whoever blessed Abraham, your teacher, ונתן לו שכרו בעולם הזה ולעולם הבא, and gave him his wages in this world and the world to come, הוא יברך אותך, he should bless you, ויתן לך שכרך כראוי בעולם הזה ולעולם הבא, and he should give you your fitting wages in this world and the world to come, ויאריך ימיך, and should give you longevity, עד שתורם במשפטי השם, so you reach the point that you will teach and give halachic ruling in the laws of Hashem לכל הדתו, to all of God's congregation. He's wishing him he should be a chief rabbi in Israel. ויזכה אותך, and God should merit you לכל הנחמות העתידות לישראל, to witness and to experience all the comforts that are waiting in the future for the Jewish people. והיה הטוב ההוא אשר יטיב השם עמנו, and that good which God will do with us, ויטבנו לך, will do good with you, כי השם דיבר טוב על ישראל, for God has spoken that it will ultimately be good for the Jewish people.